We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Before we get all this Eagles stuff, I got the legend himself, the great Ray Dittiger here from NBC Sports Philadelphia. How you doing, Ray?
I'm good, Angelo. How are you?
Ray, what's your position philosophically on moral victories?
I don't believe in them.
There it is. I told you, he's old school, right? So if you were a columnist last night covering the Sixers, right? In fact, you would have just about finished the column now, right?
Yeah, just about.
Would you have written, Mike Sielski, for example, wrote, you know, it's going to be fun to watch this team grow.
Right.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
I think they should have won the game. They were competitive in the game. They got all these guys we sacrificed for. Hollis is livid at the coach saying he's proud of the team. Would you have written a column saying it was a prideful start to the season?
I wouldn't have called it prideful. I would have just said, I think this team's going to be fun to watch.
But That's what Mike said.
But I think to say that there's a moral victory somewhere within all that, I don't believe that necessarily.
J.J. Redick said, not acceptable. He's been in the playoffs 11 straight years, and he doesn't accept failure. Isn't that what this city's about?
Yeah, I think so. I worry sometimes that the whole Sam Hinkie run changed, reset people's ideas of what's acceptable and what's not.
Beyond the basketball, I know it did in basketball. I'm positive it reset their brains in basketball. You think it did in the other sports?
To some degree. I think everybody now, because of the Hinkie era, everybody looks at the basketball team in this city through a whole different prism.
Which is not healthy,
by the way.
I need to take this and apply it to the Eagles right now, Ray. I want to do it via Chris Thompson, who got a question of the day, the meanest people in Philadelphia. He said this is a very mean sports city.
I saw that.
Yeah, and he even told this harrowing story about how he was in the end zone and somebody said he was saying a prayer before the game and he said, God's not going to help you today. And Ray, he cited that as an example of how harsh we are. He used that term harsh.
I see. I read that story, and it went into great detail about the Redskins bus being egged and all that kind of stuff.
Right, yes.
I mean, that it isn't just them. I mean, the fans here egg every bus. Yeah. I mean, it's just... I mean, he's taking this like it's a personal thing. It's just, that's just Philadelphia.
Well, we do.
That's exactly right.
But then he went further, and I want you to hear this, because his family would like to see the game Monday night, but he has advised them to stay away from the link. And here's this cut.
That's the one stadium you keep your family from going to. My family will be here this week, and they were like, I want to come to the Philly game. I said, absolutely not. You're going to have to wait until Dallas comes around, because my stepdad, he's a big guy, and if he starts fighting, it'll be real bad out there. So I was told that right away my rookie year, keep your family away.
Ray, does that apply anymore, or is that part of a reputation that was earned in a different ballpark a long time ago?
I don't think it's quite what it used to be.
Yeah.
Although I do know when Jim Fossil was coaching the Giants, it was understood that no Giant families went to games in Philadelphia.
That would have been 10, 15 years ago, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. So I think you're talking I guess that's more the vet era.
Yeah.
It was the Giants families traveled everywhere, but they wouldn't come to Philadelphia.
Right. Am I nuts to feel pride, even though I no longer feel it is that atmosphere at the games, to feel pride that the fans intimidate at least some of the players that come in here?
To a point. I don't approve of some things that go on.
Right.
But I mean, if guys feel uncomfortable because the fans are right on top of them and they're heckling them and they're making them uncomfortable, that's fine. I mean, that's all part of home field advantage, I think.
Well, that's the next question I'm asking you. Is the home field advantage, Hollis kind of transitioned? He's seen both of them. You were at the link, but you were at the vet.
Right.
Is it less of a home field advantage now than it was 20 years ago in Philadelphia for the Eagles?
Yes, but not necessarily just for the reasons you're thinking.
What other reasons?
The turf.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, visiting players were scared to death to come in here and play on that turf.
Yeah. It was terrible, right?
Oh, it was. It was terrible. And the fans were certainly part of it.
Right.
And I do think the fans were louder and more hostile at the vet. There definitely was that feel there. But a big part of it was guys just hated playing on that surface. Yep.
Right.
You know? And you don't have that at the link.
Right. No, you don't. Now, the thing I want to ask you is Torrey Smith made a public appeal yesterday to the fans. And the Eagles have made headlines this year with the way they've traveled and how they've turned road games into positive experiences for the away team, the Eagles. Mm-hmm. And here's the way he talked about the fans and how he needs them now at the link.
We just have to keep it going because we need them, especially this stretch here, these next few home games. Our fans, I feel like every game is kind of, no disrespect to other places, but it's kind of felt like a home game everywhere we've been. The fans travel like no other, so to be able to be home for the next few is going to be huge, and they're a huge part of our success.
Is too much made of that, Ray?
The fact that
the support of fans will inspire the team to greater heights.
No, it's absolutely a factor.
It is a significant factor
in the
game.
It's a factor. I mean, it actually has a tangible effect on the game in terms of your ability to call signals and communicate and stuff like that. I mean, you had the Chargers, the home team, going with a silent count.
Yeah.
They couldn't snap the ball.
That was awesome.
That's an advantage.
Yeah.
That's an advantage. So that's part of it. But I don't think Torrey Smith has anything to worry about. I think that crowd on Monday night is going to be rocking. I think that stadium's going to be rocking Monday night.
Take the temperature of the city. You wrote the encyclopedia. You know more than anybody. Is the city in love with this team already?
On fire.
On fire.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Tell me why. What is it about this team that resonates with the fans?
I think they really like the team.
Yeah.
I think they're gaga over the quarterback.
Okay.
And justly so. I mean the kid's playing that good. But I think they're a very likable bunch. I think they're a team that people can rally behind. Because nobody expected this much. I mean, most people around the country, not in the city so much, but so around the country, were picking this team to finish fourth in this division. So to see them sitting where they are right now, which is not just on top of the division, but on top of the whole conference, is a huge surprise.
Okay.
And so I think that this city loves overachievers. You look back on the teams that are beloved and loved forever in this town. It's the teams that overachieved. I mean, the Moses team and the Doc team, people will love them, but they were kind of supposed to win because they were the best team.
Okay.
You know, one of the charm of the Broad Street Bullies was nobody thought they could do what they did, but they did it. And I think that this team, now we're looking way down the road about postseason stuff, but I think the fact that this team has overachieved the way that it has overachieved through six games is what really endears them to the fans of this city. They're just incredibly likable, and right now they're playing good football.
Yeah,
really
I'm,
good football.
I'm nervous, Ray. You know why I'm nervous?
Well, you're always nervous.
I've seen it before.
Uh-huh.
I didn't realize 3 years ago they were 5-1. Mm-hmm. 3 years ago, the second year of Chip Kelly's 3 years here,
yeah,
they were 5-1 at the bye. I even forgot that. They didn't make the playoffs. They won 10 games, but they didn't make the playoffs.
Right.
There are no guarantees. Where we are right now isn't necessarily anywhere near where they'll be at the end of the regular season, right? How can I know when you even said it appears they're somewhat overachieving right now?
Mm-hmm.
Shouldn't that make the team and the fans a little nervous?
No. Well, here's why. I mean, when I said they're overachieving, I meant they're overachieving compared to expectation.
All right.
They're not overachieving in terms of the way they're playing.
Okay.
I mean, they're winning on merit. I mean, there are sometimes when teams have a really good record, but you look at the games and you say, boy, they were lucky, or boy, everything really broke their way that day, or something, they're winning some games, but you know, they got a lot of holes. I mean, I don't feel that about this team. I mean,
wow.
I think they're 5-1
awesome.
Legitimately.
You're making me excited thinking about it. What we're going to do in the course of this hour is I really want you to break down in the next segment what has made Wentz so effective.
Okay.
Because I could tell the way you said it that you're even surprised how much the strides he's taken in year two.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you're going to break the game down. And I need Ray Dittiger. You've been brilliant this year. you missed the Carolina pick, but a lot of people did, and I think you did that to endear yourself.
Not a lot of people.
I think you endeared.
I got to hand it to Rhea. Yeah. She was right on it. I know. You were kind of with me.
I was with you.
You were worried about
Rhea
that game.
And the monkey got it right.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.